Well, my concerns are, first of all, we don't know much about the plans. And one of the things that I've learned as a delegate, and especially in this past campaign, the people in Baltimore County and the 3rd District are getting very tired of decisions being made, and they're given no input in the decisions or even information regarding what is proposed. This issue of the young detainees who have come over the U.S. borders illegally is one of great concern to me. This whole situation was caused by the Obama administration and their desire to bypass our immigration laws and really encouraging people from other countries to come up here in direct violation of our laws. And to see the Archdiocese of Baltimore, the Archdiocese has done so many wonderful things for people in Baltimore and in Maryland, and in essence to use them to further this agenda that the Obama administration has to, in essence, push immigration change and bypass our current laws. I mean, this is, to my way of thinking, it's just unacceptable. You read about, I've heard reports about disease. Some of these diseases haven't been seen in this country for years. I've seen reports of gangs recruiting some of the older detainees in this country. So, you know, we've got a problem, and I just think the last thing we need to do is to make a bad situation worse. These children need to be treated humanely, of course, in our country, but need to be sent back as soon as possible to their native land. And you know, I can't say that in any stronger terms.
The Catholic Charities, even the Pope, will say that these children are in trouble. This is a humanitarian crisis, regardless of what you think of the immigration policy. And the Church has a role in helping these children. What do you say to that?
Well, there's no doubt that the Church has done a tremendous amount for children in Maryland and in Baltimore. But you realize who's paying for this? They're applying for federal funds, taxpayers' money. The president has asked for over $3 billion in extra funds to address this issue. We, as a state, a county, we can't continue to follow along and to pump up this policy, which, you know, is a direct attempt to violate our immigration laws. So, as I said, I want these children to be treated humanely, but as soon as possible, they need to go home.
Church chooses to do this without asking for federal funds. Does this become more acceptable?
No, it really doesn't, because, again, you have the situation that Catholic Charities is, in essence, promoting the president and his policies of directly violating our immigration laws and illegally encouraging people to come to this country. And, you know, as I said earlier, we have reports of diseases that haven't been present in this country for years. We've got the situation with some of the gangs attempting to recruit some of these younger children that have come into this country. So this is a failed policy all along, besides being an illegal policy. And I do not support doing this in Maryland. As I said, we need to treat them humanely, and they need to go back to their home country. And if they want to get to the United States, then they need to use the legal means available. Now, one thing that I will say, I think that our immigration policies on the national level are not realistic at all. I think that we need to take a close look at the quotas that we have for the various countries, and come up with quotas and numbers that make sense for our nation.
The argument that I have heard from immigrant rights advocates is, and even from the Obama administration and supporters of this, is that there is, yes, they're here illegally, yes, they're taking steps to deport them, but while they're here, they're entitled to due process, and they have to be held somewhere. I've heard there's very little room at the border, you know, in Texas, Arizona, or California. They got to hold them somewhere. Why not Maryland? I mean, if not Maryland, what do you do with them?
Well, I think, first of all, the federal government created the program. I believe that the federal government has facilities that they could utilize. But again, they need to be treated humanely and sent back to their native country as soon as possible. We all have to realize these children are simply being used as pawns. And that is so wrong. It weakens our country, and it also puts these children in other countries to the south of us in danger. And we can't allow this to go on.
One of the things I understand is that Governor O'Malley's holding a meeting with religious leaders on Monday to talk about this issue. You've heard what he has said on this issue. If he called you and asked you for advice, what would you tell him?
What I would tell him, first of all, is, you know, it's a federal problem. And if indeed there are federal facilities that could house these individuals on a very temporary basis, and they happen to be in Maryland, then I think we need to look at it. But if we're going to do that, we need to make certain that public hearings, public informational sessions are held in the communities concerned so that so many of these unanswered questions can be addressed. So, again, it's a federal problem, and the federal government, if they, you know, they need to utilize their own resources on their whatever federal properties they have, you know, and, you know, as long as these properties are secure, et cetera, as a very temporary solution, that would be fine with me.